So Friday, Brian Elliott, Alex Chiasson, Dave Cameron. I'm gonna boo so hard.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. Last one to know, last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes, and I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, and you'll never hear me complain, 'cause I got friends in low
places. Howdy y'all from Calgary. This is Pan and Canuck, and you can tell from the tone of our voice that we are pumped up about the Sens game tonight.
Yeehaw!
Yep. Well, hold that thought for a minute, because we're going to back you up and we're going to give you a little recap of what we've been doing over the last couple days. So I think when we last spoke, it was right after the Vancouver game, but we had about a day and a half-ish more in Vancouver, at least a full day.
Yeah.
TJ was with us again the next day. So what did we do there? We did two.
Yeah, well, we walked around a lot. There was rain.
Oh, yeah. It was raining.
It was raining. That was fine. We met up with TJ.
Yeah.
And then from there, we ended up, what did we do?
Escape
went
room?
Went for lunch, hung out. I think I tweeted out a picture in regards to Gastown, which I absolutely love Gastown.
It's like Hindenburg, Westboro, only blocks and blocks of it.
Yeah. Many more options.
Local reference.
Mm-hmm. Bubbly bong noise again. Yeah, then we did the escape room at Fancy Pants.
Smarty Pants. Yeah, just one of these rooms where you have to break out within 45 minutes. And yeah. We actually completed it, three of us.
We did. Yeah, so they've got an office or a location in Vancouver and Edmonton, and one coming out in Calgary. Very, very strongly recommend this company.
Yeah, it was quite entertaining. Live actors that introduce you and stay in character for during the game, really. If needed. Yeah.
So, yeah, not to spoil anything else, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
So much fun that we went back.
Suckers.
Didn't do so well the second time.
But. Yeah, a different room. But
yeah.
And it was just the two of us. You need ideally a group of three or four is the best, I think, for a lot of those things. You get too totally caught up on something with two people.
Yeah.
But that night we went to Lamplighter's Pub.
Yep.
And experienced hipster bingo. Well, that's what we called it.
Russell would love hipster bingo.
Oh yeah. Russell and Cardinal, I'm sorry you missed out on hipster bingo.
You get some water.
But basically picture, you know, your typical pub. And all of a sudden it looks like, oh, there's a DJ it's setting up. No, he's setting up bingo. And then everyone in the bar is playing bingo. And everybody's loving it. Like, everyone is into it.
Like, loving it.
And the music is, like, old stuff from, like, Spice Girls to, like, 50s and 60s hits to 90s. Like, all over the place. Just.
Yeah.
And singing along.
And when this, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, when this crowd that maybe in their mid-20s.
Yeah.
Through to their, I think it was literally 25 to 40.
Yep. And they're regulars because he's calling them out. One guy's having his birthday and he's constantly sending him for shots.
Yeah.
You won a game of bingo.
Yep. Which gave me a free pitcher with three beers.
That we didn't need.
We really didn't need that. Hashtag Team Diabetes is not happy about that.
Yeah. So Vancouver was nice. That was a good visit. It was wet, but we had to rush off to Calgary, and pretty much everyone we spoke to, including the locals, said there's nothing to do in Calgary.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
At least in the downtown. There's nothing to do in Calgary. And I've been here before.
Me too.
The theater's great. What's the pedestrian street? Stevens?
Spencer Street?
Spencer Street, something like that. I very much enjoy it. That I really like. But there's nothing else.
Yeah, you're not going to hang out all day there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Actually, last night, even for dinner, because we went out, I'm not going to say where, but we did go out And as we were having our meal,
yes,
saw Mark Method, Eric Carlson, and Derek Brassard walk in.
Yep.
So
we ate at the same place. Do you want to tell the rest of the story?
Yeah. So first off, we probably shouldn't be in the same place that that millionaires eat. So we're probably over our budget there. Not that I know anything about that. So, but I did tell the waitress, especially with Eric Carlson and what his kind of public policy was that he stated. Instead of me going over to do this and offer things to them and say hi, I sent the waitress over to offer them to have a shot or drink or whatever on me.
Right. Basically, and, so you're not the person going over and bugging them. Let's just exactly. Let the staff ask. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's more professional. It's more acceptable that way. And I think it fits within his mandate.
Yep.
But they politely declined. Thank you. But we've got a game tomorrow. So we've got to be prepared. That didn't work out that way.
But. Think of the headlines if they had taken that shot and then the result
like,
tonight.
Yeah, if we were to leak that stuff, it's just like it's all our fault and they're just hammered off the face. Someone would spin that, that's for sure.
Yeah. So we had like a day to kill in Calgary, basically. No. Well, about a full day before the game.
Yeah. Before the game, yep. Yeah. Yep. So we did an escape room.
Of course. Actually, yeah.
We've gotten more escape rooms than we have games.
Yeah. Oh, Kathy.
So this is an escape. SCU escape room more than SCU West.
Yeah. Senscat joined us for an escape room. That was quite fun.
Extremely challenging place.
That was really hard.
Yeah, it's like, and after we're done, it's like the or was it, success rate is
4%. 4%.
So again, as you guys know, growing up Chinese, that's not acceptable. So
we did get out, but in overtime, if you will,
because
they let us play a little longer.
Yeah. And
With some extra hints, for sure.
Exactly. So, no, not too much. So by 9 o'clock at night, we didn't really know what to do. So we did the casino for 4 hours.
Was it four?
It was 3.5, really.
Oh, gosh.
You did well. You did okay. I did not.
Well, it's cheap $5 table, so I can handle that stuff.
But. Yeah, yeah. Taught you all about craps there.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, $5 tables is key.
Yeah. If you need to waste time, that's what you want. So, bringing us now to a pregame, we met up with...
Oh, when we went to the escape room?
No, after that. We met up for a dinner with who?
It's Ross from Silver
Seven.
Yeah, and his girlfriend.
And his friend.
Since Kat joined us, of course.
Yeah, his friend.
And Mackenzie and Kelly.
Mackenzie and Kelly, yeah.
Yeah.
All Sens fans.
Mm-hmm.
And.
All from Ottawa, I guess.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
And just all transplants and for different reasons and. Kind of neat. We're all in our Sens jersey, having our all-you-can-eat sushi, but then we took the...
That was a good place, too.
That was, and it was actually good quality.
Yeah.
For all-you-can-eat.
Yeah.
What was the name of that place? Like, Sushi Thai Fusion. It was like no name special. Anyway, so we took the train down to light rail to the arena, kind of near downtown. I don't think we'll ever experience that in the future, will we? Light rail to an arena near downtown.
It's convenient. Well, because what time did we leave at? It was close to 6:30.
Yeah.
And I was panicked.
Yeah,
I
don't like...
We should have been in the arena like an hour and a half ago.
Well, I don't like getting there last minute because I'd rather just see
soak in the atmosphere and all of that, right?
So. We did fine, though. It was about 10 or 15 minutes to get down there and walking and waiting time. What'd you think of the arena?
It's old.
It's built for the 88 Olympics.
Yeah.
So that predates Canadian Tire Center for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the oldest in the NHL, I think, after
After Joe Louis closes. Joe Louis.
Yeah, so. I know. It's our Canadian.
Dean Brown got me on that one, too. After Joe Louis closes, it's apparently going to be the oldest one in the league.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that.
Extremely congested. Now, we sat in the 100s, so that was easy.
Yeah, like the actual, if you get a good seats, the experience is absolutely fine. But you can
massive
tell from the
Jumbotron.
The concourse itself is very, very crowded. Yep. Wow, was it ever a logjam.
And the third level is a nightmare. I don't know how you can see anything from up there.
Yeah, because of it, it really is a saddle dome. You know, if you're sitting in the back of the 300 level or whatever it's called up there, you're not seeing directly across. You're going to look right into the back of the press box. So you're, I think Maple Leaf Gardens was like that back in the day. And
you know,
back in the day. So it's a little dated, but we were four rows from the ice. So
it really makes it unbelievable that Barclays Center is even allowed.
Right.
It's like, this doesn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's not like they're $5 tickets either, right?
No. So what else can we say about the arena before we get to the game? The fire, the pyrotechnics. I've been to a game there before on a work trip years ago. It wasn't a Sens game, but I knew about the fire. They come out. That's cool. Yeah, cool. You actually feel it's the hot. Heat
yeah.
from it. Makes Which you wonder.
Which is incredible. Yeah, what it's burning at, right?
Yeah.
So that's neat. Normal, average show.
Yeah. Pretty what you'd expect.
Yep.
Maybe a couple things about not necessarily game related, but kind of during the course of the game, they're throwing hats, you know, out to fans. It was Hockey Fights Cancer Night. I don't know if the hats were related to that, but they're just giving away Calgary Flames hats. Just tossing, yes. And one landed kind of ended up right where I was, so I just kind of handed it to the fan in front of me. But you pointed out he already had a hat from another hat toss.
Yep.
And what he just. And then a conversation, so he appreciated that, but another conversation broke out between him and, like, oh, I'm at my first NHL game. So he gave her
a hat,
but it was actually his
old hat.
His old hat or is the other hat?
No, it's his old hat.
So, oh, geez. So he gave her his old hat.
Yeah.
And kept the new
one. She put it on and loved it.
Oh, boy.
So gross. So he got a new hat and just dumped his old one. It's like, here you go. It's like, I don't know if you've seen that clip of that kid who caught the foul ball and ended up swapping it with his own ball and handing it to the girl behind him.
Oh, that's exactly what it was. That's
exactly what it was. It's so great. Oh, funny.
I had a note here about the 50-50 draw, and this happened in Vancouver. I think they're doing it here. So they post the number in Vancouver is getting up to like $50,000 for the 50-50 draw. So you're like, I got to get in on this, right? And then you find out that they're actually posting the full amount. So the 50-50, like the reward amount would be half that. So
mm-hmm.
Clever. They tricked you. Because I think in Ottawa, they just post the reward amount, right?
No, they do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of psychology there.
But both Vancouver and Calgary had huge 50-50s. Yeah, I think it was
26 yesterday and at least 31 here.
For winning? That's the winning amount, yeah.
Which is crazy.
So, to the game. Big news. Anderson
went home.
Yeah. Big news is Anderson going home. I mean, we can't tell you anything you don't know because
we don't know.
We can guess, but what good's that do?
Yep.
So that was a shocker. I think we were both quite nervous with Andrew Hammond coming in.
Yeah, well, I...
You even ate a burger.
Yeah, and that worked out great.
And so Andrew Hammond's first shot or two let a goal in. Looked pretty... Well, I mean, it's a shot from the point with traffic in front of it, but...
He should have still gotten some of it at least.
But yeah.
Who knows?
And then Andrew
Hammond. We had a lead after one?
Yeah, it was 2-1
yep.
after one, both power play goals. Power play looked great in the first period, and we were right down in that end and got to see it.
2 for 4 for the night, too.
Yeah. And then we all notice that Driger comes out second period. Is that how you say his name? Driger?
I don't know.
Oh, time will tell.
We'll find out soon.
Yeah. And that's when we know that we're probably not in for a good night. I think defense let him down, but certainly timely saves weren't happening there either.
A couple of things were just, he was extremely nervous.
You could kind of read the body language. He looked nervous.
Like, what was the shot total though?
Oh, it was 30 to 18 or something like that.
Yeah. 19 shots against.
Yeah.
And you let in 5 goals.
It's not a good night.
Nerves.
John Tortorella always talked about that.
Yeah.
Give me a freaking save.
But no. Anderson plays that. It's a win.
Yep. And that's it. So that does not speak well to the goaltending department of Ottawa.
Not at all.
Interesting note that they contacted a local fireman to be the backup goalie.
Yep.
Who's like just plays in like some adult rec league.
Yeah, he was probably at the game.
Jeez. Can you imagine? That kind of conversation. Like, okay. I assume he gets paid for that, right?
Yeah, scale or something. Maybe.
Does he care?
No. You may not get paid unless you play. Okay. I don't know how that stuff works.
And then all the jokes. Of course, I was a little late to it, but about getting a fireman to put out the flames. But
yeah,
5-2. That was the first period was amazing, except for goaltending. And then, the rest of the game was just it was hard to watch.
The Calgary scored on their next shot.
Yeah,
Drieger was scrambling. One shot at the end of the year after the. Penalty kill for Ottawa, and it just caught a weird edge and went in. No one knew it was in.
Chiasson.
Of course, two points.
Sorry, I said that wrong.
Chiasson,
2 points.
Yeah, second star of the night. And Brian Elliott got third.
And Brian Elliott probably deserved it. He looked good.
Yep.
A lot of pressure to the front of the net.
Phaneuf lost his mind with Derek England.
Yeah.
Like, tried to fight him, and then the Flames came down and scored.
Yep. So. If you're going to go, just go.
Go if you're or it's Derek England. Just let it go and try away. To win the game.
Yep.
Still had a couple minutes at that point. So after the game, trying to get back, you're not back downtown, because technically I guess you still are downtown. It's only two train stops. But we had to first walking back from the arena to the train station is about 10, 15 minutes?
I would just say 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, and then waiting for the train. The train comes, fills up, wait for the next train. And then we get downtown. Around the same time that would have taken me probably to get downtown from the rink.
In Ottawa.
In Ottawa.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's eye-opener to what we're going to experience in Ottawa in maybe 5 or 6 years if everything goes through.
Yeah.
You know, everyone who likes to poke fun of where the Canadian Tire Center is and how long it takes, the infrastructure out there is, I get the atmosphere argument, totally get it, and I'm on board with that, but this is what you're going to look forward to is, you know, waiting a lot longer to get out of the game. It's a completely different experience, and that's okay. But just
does it take you longer to, or is it shorter to fly from Ottawa to Montreal than drive?
Yeah, from downtown to downtown.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
What about getting to the airport, going through security, making sure you're there on time?
Exactly.
And all of that.
And that's really what it boils down to.
Yeah. But no, overall, it was a fun night. The game,
It was a fun night. The game itself kind of sucked. But
goaltending is goaltending, especially the guy that wasn't ready for his first game anyway. So,
but looking forward to Sunday in Edmonton, I'm thinking we're going to get just shelled.
Yeah. They'll probably play 7 defensemen just to try to...
I'm sure they'll tighten it up somehow. Well, I mean, why aren't they doing it tonight? But anyway.
Didn't need to tonight. Goalie does his job. It's an easy win,
I guess.
18 but shots or 19 shots a game.
We're going to deal with Connor McDavid and the
Lucic's of the world. The only thing he can do is 7 shots. Matt O'Connor's coming up. And Boucher even mentions, like, we've got to do something.
So, well, yeah, you got to get a backup.
Is that getting a guy off of waivers because you don't really trust in Drieger and O'Connor at this point?
Well, they have to do something. So it will be something, a sign or bring up O'Connor because you need 2 goalies to start the game.
Oh, yeah.
And is injured. Yeah, so that's all that means. But
yeah.
It's true. Like,
who knows what Anderson's timeline is?
Does this change it? No, I don't think so.
No, but the team's got to figure things out. And even if you, who knows what's wrong with Heyman, if it's just a tweak or what?
Yeah, he said lower body injury, that's all.
In the Burger run, he was, because he was hurt against the game in the Rangers, left. Well, Connor came in, I think, if not Drieger. I think it was Drieger, and he was okay. But then Heyman went back on a run.
Well.
So, you don't know. Who knows how serious it is? It looks to be like a groin injury for a goalie, which is...
Yeah, it does.
Very, very difficult to heal.
Given what they have to do. To yeah.
So. But we'll see. So that was kind of lame. The bar that we went to after, what was that called? The Bank and the Baron?
Bank and Baron, I think, yep.
Bank and Baron. Really nice place.
It was nice. Like an old bank turned into a bar, multi-floor.
Yeah.
Yep, quite nice. I've seen that kind of style
nice
before.
Nice place, nice conversation, nice people, and...
Yeah.
From there, yeah.
It's, what is this, 1:30 in the morning right now, so, yeah, so that's why you're getting this energy level. That's why you're...
It is what it is,
right?
Do something! There you go.
Oh, and there's going to be the call from management from the neighbors, and...
You get one warning, right?
Usually one warning.
Yeah.
Anything else? We're heading to Edmonton tomorrow.
Yep. Get to drive that one.
Yeah, we're going to drive up to Edmonton. Then we're there, of course, overnight. The game tomorrow, and then back home on Monday. Mm-hmm. Actually, a lot of the group from tonight are driving up as well on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, Senscat and Mackenzie and Ross is coming too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know who else. If
it's probably his girlfriend.
Yeah. So, we'll see them again.
Yeah, hopefully more.
And I think I've seen on Twitter a few other people that are planning to be there, so... give us a shout if you're a listener, and I'm sure we'll say hello.
There you go. All right, let's hope for something better out of Edmonton, but it's 8-2 Oilers. Sorry.
Yeah, buckle up.
You're lucky it's East West. All right.
See ya.